Hey there. How is it going? This is Bill Murphy, Mayor of the Village of Woodridge, and you're listening to the Mike Cara Radio Program, I Am the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
When I wake up in the morning till I go to sleep at night, I ask the Lord to help me with my life. Through the bad times and the good times, I thank Him and I praise Him. Jesus is my lifeline. Jesus is my lifeline. I don't care what they say. Make light of how I love Him. I'll just slip off and pray. While they celebrate their sinful ways, well, I'll still pray for mine. Jesus is my lifeline. When my faith is deeply wrinkled, every hair has turned to gray, He'll still be here to guide each step I take. Then I'll walk in the glory with my Savior at my side. Jesus is my lifeline. Jesus is my lifeline. I don't care what they say. Make light of how I love Him. I'll just slip off and pray. While they celebrate their sinful ways, well, I'll still pray for mine. Jesus is my lifeline. Jesus is my lifeline.
Welcome back to the Mike Cara Radio Program, The Celebrity Eye. I'm here with Donnie Richman. And Donnie, we've been talking all about your career and everything that you've accomplished. And now, as far as writing songs, we know the question is, the answer to the question is it varies. But on average, how long does it take you to write a song, would you say?
Well, sort of the meat or the heart of a song, typically it'll be done in 15 minutes. But a lot of times, I'll refine a song. I'll have it basically written, but I'll come back and review it, and maybe I'll change a word here or a little phrasing piece somewhere, over the course of time. That's one of the things. I'm such a perfectionist. I mean, it's kind of hard to let go. I heard, I think it was Paul McCartney. It was one of the Beatles that said that even after they wrote their songs, they'd record them and they'd be huge hits, and they'd come back and say, "Well, if only I'd done this differently," So, I mean, I got a little bit of that in me. I'm always thinking, well, man, I can make it just a little bit better if I do this. But, sooner or later you have to let go and say, all right, now that's the song, it's finished, and move on to the next one. So basically, if you've got a great idea for a song and the song is really kind of inspired, the really good ones, to my mind, they seem to come and just be there in like 15 minutes to a half hour, it's over. You know, you've got it.
Right. And now I want to talk about some of the, I guess, country stars that you've worked, you know, work with. And I guess you've had the pleasure of actually working with Garth Brooks then.
Yeah, like I say, when I went to Nashville in 1992 and really got hooked up with Stonewall Jackson, Stonewall was working on a project at the time that was featuring all of these country music greats, including Garth Brooks. And so I got thrust right into the middle of that when I was just fresh, you know, the new kid on the block in Nashville. Here I was working shoulder to shoulder with, you know, the legends and Garth Brooks. I mean, I was there when, I don't know if you remember the Crook and Chase TV program.
Yeah.
But I was there when they were interviewing them in the studio and we were working on one of the songs for this particular album. And it was just amazing to me. I tell you, speaking of those types of artists, the really extremely well-known ones like Garth Brooks, Garth is just one of the most incredibly good people to his fans. I mean, he was just absolutely amazing to behold, the way he would just stand there and autograph things for people, you know, for hours on end. And and he's a very intelligent man. I remember one time I had a gospel show that was airing at the time that he and I were doing something together. And we were standing outside backstage at the Opry. And I just happened to mention to him what time the TV show comes on, because he was able to pick it up. At that time, he was living in Nashville, in the Nashville area. And, I mean, it was a couple of hours later, and he had talked with all kinds of fans and signed things and posed for pictures and everything. And the day was getting old, but he yelled across the room to me. He says, "Now that's 2:00 on Sunday, right?" I mean, the guy was incredibly intelligent. I mean, he can remember facts and figures and people's names. It's just amazing. So he's one of the most interesting folks I believe I've ever worked with.
Right. So any other interesting people or country stars that you had the pleasure of working with that we should know about?
Well, the Jordanaires. You know, the Jordanaires backed up Elvis Presley on so many of his recordings, especially his biggest hits. And it was just a wonderful experience. They backed me up on several songs that have charted here in the gospel charts and overseas in the country charts and the gospel charts. And there again, I mean, they're such legends. They are so incredibly talented and have such an amazing track record, and yet they're the most humble people you'd ever want to be around. I mean, it's just that seems to be the trend to me, and I'm really pleased to find that it's true, that the very biggest artists seem to be the most humble.
Right. Yeah, now we want to talk about, you know, some of the places that, like we were mentioning, you travel all over, you know, the U.S. Have you had the pleasure of traveling all over the world performing your music?
Well, no, not really all over the world. I appeared someplace the other night, and I got a little bit embarrassed because the guy that introduced me, because, you see, my records have, my songs have been in charts and everything in so many different countries. But, in fact, I've had more airplay overseas probably than I've had in the United States. But so somebody introduced me the other day and said, "Well, now he's traveled all over the world." And not me, technically. I mean, I've been to most of my overseas travel has been to England. And I love going to England, and I've spent a good deal of time over there. But I haven't actually gone yet to a lot of these places where they've been playing the music. So I'm looking forward to doing that in 2008.
Right. And now the question is, if somebody is interested in, you know, buying some of your music or interested in hearing your music, is there like a place that they can go, like maybe a country gospel network or shop, or how does someone get your music?
I know it's available on some of these shops and so forth, because every once in a while I'll stumble onto something online. But and we're working on a distribution deal now where it'll be in the different stores and so forth. But I would say if somebody wants to get a hold of something now, just contact us, you know, here in Tennessee at the website. You can get the email address and telephone number and whatever else you might need to get in touch with us. And we love to hear from folks. I mean, I'm that personal touch, the contact with people is kind of what you never know where it's going to lead. A lot of times I've gotten a couple of songs from people that called up wanting to get some of my music, and they said, by the way, I write some songs, and I've gotten some fantastic songs that way. So, yeah, if they just check out the website, that's DonnyRichmond.com. It's Donnie with a Y. So it's DonnyRichmond, all one word, .com.
Okay.
Then any information they would need would be on there. And by all means, we'll send you what you need.
Okay, Donnie, we'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back for our last segment. You're listening to the Mike Caro radio program, The Celebrity Eye, and please stay with us.
There she stands, so proud and waving to her lands, a symbol of our principles and our way of life. She's been through many fights, standing for our God-given rights. And oh, how I love her sight, a banner for truth and might. She stands for peace, she stands for hope, she stands for brotherhood. And through her trials, when she is torn, still in her heart she's good. One nation under God, her true colors are, yes, her true colors are red, white, and blue. Who are these people, Lord? We're farmers and doctors and plumbers and nurses. We're somewhere right, somewhere left, and somewhere in between. We're right and sometimes wrong. But what I mean is, who are these people, Lord? We're red and black and white and yellow and brown and so on, but what color are we really, Lord? For when we all unite, we're red, white, and blue. Our true colors are, yes, our true colors are red, white, and blue. And tell me, who are these people, Lord? We're fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers.
Who are these people, Lord?
We're young and we're old, we're strong and we're bold.
Who are these people, Lord?
Every race, creed, and color that we hold true. What color are we really, Lord? For when we all unite, we're red, white, and blue. Yes, our true colors are